You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
All right, welcome back, everybody, as we continue on Cleveland Browns Daily. Download the brand new Cleveland Browns mobile app for Apple and Android phones, tablets, and iPads. Stay connected to your Cleveland Browns anytime, everywhere, with notifications from the team straight to your telephone. And you'll be getting a lot of them. Jim Donovan along with Michael Regei on this Tuesday. Michael's in all week. Vic
yeah,
and Nathan
yeah,
are
right,
off.
Right.
Okay.
Our guys are vacationing, both of them.
Obviously not needing to be at the symposium.
No.
Because they're not rookies.
They're not rookies. That's right.
You know, we were talking yesterday, Michael, about the Browns offense and about Kyle Shanahan and about his penchant for wanting to run the ball.
Right.
And then I just opened up the 2013 statistics, and they are.
Well, did you have to? Why do you put yourself through
that? They are awful. I mean, rushing. Willis McGahee led the Browns in rushing last year, and I don't think he played the last 3 or 4 weeks.
Not at all.
Yeah. Willis McGahee led the Browns in rushing with 377 yards. Obanaya had 240. Edwin Baker late had 171. You can't even compete in this league.
No, and we don't even need to look at any one of the other organizations to know that you will find nothing comparable to that anywhere in the National Football League.
No, because you would say, why were you 4-12, and then you don't have to go to any other category except that.
There you go. Yeah, you could not run the football. I mean, how many times were we talking about 42, 43, 45 throws for the quarterback?
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy, anytime I see that, I'm going to tell you, unless you're talking about Rodgers or Brees or Brady or Manning, and even in their situations, I could guarantee you you're talking about a loss.
Absolutely.
You're talking about a loss when you start throwing the football that much.
Now, the year before, in his rookie year, Richardson had 950 yards, and he didn't play the last game of the season
He
had a bad ankle.
And Jimmy, the thing that I've felt this, whether 13 TDs.
Yeah, right, exactly.
See,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
13 touchdowns. And for me, that was always the payoff. All right, if he's only going to average 3.5, 3.6, does he get in the end zone?
Right, and he did. Yeah.
And he did. Yeah. And you didn't always have to. I remember so many times in 2012, Jim, on a second and four from the seven, he ran the football in.
Yeah.
And where you didn't have to throw all the time when you came up in a throwing down and distance inside the 10, right?
Yeah.
He got in the end zone.
Yeah, and if you remember this game, Michael, it might be a game that really swung Norv Turner's, final epitaph in San Diego. That it was going to go the bad way. They came in here in like October on a brutally cold day.
Yes.
And rainy and windy.
Yes.
And Richardson, remember they won 7-0, I think, or 7-6 or whatever.
26-yard TD.
7-3.
As he weaved his way.
He weaved his way.
Yeah.
And that was the only way that you could score that day because you couldn't throw the ball in the wind. Phillip Rivers had a terrible time throwing the ball that day.
You didn't want Whedon throwing the football.
You didn't want Whedon throwing the ball that day. That's right, exactly. So, I mean, you've got to do something with the running game. But those numbers are frightening. I mean, my goodness. I mean, Richardson only played a couple of weeks here, and he had 105 yards.
Yeah,
he almost led the team in rushing.
Exactly, playing in the opener and at Baltimore.
Yeah. So here we go with Ben Tate and Terrence West and all of
these
people.
It's going to be fascinating, Jimmy.
Yeah.
It's going to be fascinating.
Where does Obanaya fit in there? Where does he fit in, Michael? A great guy that does anything you ask him to do.
And there's a place for those guys in the NFL. Now, the question is, Jimmy, how highly does any organization value strong special teamers? In other words, will you keep a spot that normally you'd want a position player to handle, but you say, all right, we'll keep him as one of our running backs because he does this much for us on special teams. Yeah. I kind of think that's a decision here with Obanaya because, Jimmy, I got to tell you, and you know this, Marquise Gray starting to be looked upon. He got a lot of reps with the ones the last 2 days. hybrid. Sometimes lined up with
really
a fullback.
Hybrid.
Sometimes lined up offset next to, say, an O-tackle as an H-back.
Yep.
And sometimes lined up as you'd see a traditional tight end lined up.
Yeah, tight end, right.
So, but out of the backfield, they definitely had him in the backfield. So, now, is he in the mix as a running back? If he is,
I think he might be.
I think so too.
I think he might be. Now, remember, quarterback skills there from the University of Minnesota.
Could be a package for Kyle Shanahan
to
play around with,
and
tinker with.
And if the Browns did any, as I remember, Michael, and they didn't do much of it, but if they did any Wildcat last year, it was with him. He did it.
That's all it was.
Yeah, that's all it
was. And
yeah.
it might have been about 8 snaps or so.
Yeah, it wasn't that much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he ran the football pretty well, by the way.
He did. He's a big guy.
He's 250 pounds.
Yeah, he's a big guy. Yeah, and as Michael said, he gives them the opportunity to do a lot of things. Tight end, fullback, running back, package for him. He can throw the ball, obviously. Now, the thing is, will he be able to catch it if they put him in at a tight end?
Don't know.
Now, let's go back to Obanaya because he offers you a lot, too.
He does.
Okay? Special teams, as you said. Great locker room guy. He will stick his nose in there and act as a fullback and play the blitz and pick it up and know where it's coming from.
Yeah.
He can catch the ball very well out of the pretty well out of the backfield. I know he had a couple of drops.
Well,
he did have a couple.
Jimmy,
of drops.
I'm like you, and you know we have Chris right here in the studio so much. I'll be honest with you. Last year in doing the shows, he kind of became one of our go-to guys.
There you go.
He was asking us why don't I just join you every week? You know, so, but Jimmy, two plays, catches the screen pass in Cincinnati, goes to turn up the football field, fumbles it.
Yes.
And then the next week at home, I'll never forget, he ran a trap. He was in the back and put it on the ground against Pittsburgh.
That's right. You're right.
Again, we could say this about a lot of guys, but my point is that you got to find a specific niche for him because, you know, he can do a little bit of everything, but not great.
The day I'll remember him, and then I know we have to go here, but the day I give him a lot of credit, he got off the bus like on a Thursday 1 week.
Yeah.
Hillis came down with strep throat at the stadium on a Sunday morning. He had no idea that he was going to become the package that day, and he ran for close to 100 yards day, and he did a heck of a job. And that's the kind of guy he is. He's a great guy, great team guy. But, you know, maybe this roster's getting so much better that, you know, it gets tougher for just being a good guy to make the team.
You're right. He's done an excellent job here, though, all things considered. And one of the guys that Tom Heckert, like Deshaun, brought in here as a free agent.
Yeah, and Shermer loved him.
Yeah, Shermer loved him
Pat
a lot.
Shermer loved him,
right.
Yeah. All right. So, boy, there's an hour and change. That's an hour and one.
A quick one.
It's an hour and a minute gone, all right? All right, we'll be back with more of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We'll have the NFL Blitz coming up. We'll have after further review. And I hope we have your attention on this Tuesday here on ESPN 850 WKNR. Cleveland Browns Daily, back with more. Jim Donovan and Michael Rigai with you.
We were born sick. You heard them say it. My church offers no absolute.